Mix 94.7 KMCH on a Monday. We're almost to the midpoint of April, believe it or not. You know, usually when people go to the dentist, they have a fear. But today, the dentists get to come to the radio station. Are dentists afraid of going to radio stations like radio people are afraid of going to the dentist, guys?
I would say I am.
Why? Why? There's no sharp objects here. Gentlemen, would you kindly introduce yourselves, please, as we welcome you in?
I'm Dr. Tim Collier.
Dr. Tim.
And I'm Dr. Zach Steckline.
Welcome in, Joe. And, of course, you guys are from?
Dental Associates of Manchester.
You know them, you love them, top of your charts, top of your hearts, ladies and gentlemen. And April is a big month when it comes to dentistry and oral care, isn't it?
Yeah, April is Oral Cancer Awareness Month. And so we're here to just kind of promote that, talk about that. Oral cancers make up approximately 3% of cancer, so about 50,000 cases diagnosed each year. So it is a real number, and it's something we take serious and screen for people every time they're in for checkups or examinations or whatnot.
Now, like when I'm in between checkups and everything, are there things that I could be looking for, like a telltale symptom or a telltale sign? Or?
Sure, you can look inside your mouth and do kind of your own screening, you know, looking for anything that looks quote-unquote different. Mm-hmm. So if something looks white or rough, maybe red or swollen, just something to say, hey, that wasn't there last time I looked. What is that? Is that something new or different? And should have it checked out.
And then, obviously, you know, the screening and everything is a big part of it, but like, what about health habits? I mean, what kind of leads to that oral health and that cancer?
A lot, Justin, that we tell our patients, you know, obviously the greatest risks to oral cancer are heavy smoking and alcohol consumption. Those risk factors are things that we try to tell people to avoid. You know, there is a small genetic basis with it, but the best thing that our patients can do is to avoid that heavy smoking and heavy drinking. But the most important thing is that early detection, and that's why Dr. Collier and I are really passionate about having people come in every 6 months, because a patient might just say, hey, it's just a cleaning, or I don't have anything hurting me. Why do I have to come in every 6 months? And one of the key part of our exams is we do check for oral cancer at every exam.
Which is obviously, I mean, one of the big, you know, prevention, what is it, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure and something like that when we come to see you guys. And, you know, with it being the month, we want to raise people's awareness of it. And to that point, you guys had a cool little magnet here on the table that is going to help raise some funds here in the area.
Yeah, when people are in our office, we have some neat little magnets with all the different colored ribbons that support the different types of cancer awareness. And if people make a donation to that, we're more than happy to give them one of the magnets, and then we're going to match those funds and donate that to the local Relay for Life coming up.
Oh, cool. So all you got to do is just call you guys and say, hey, I heard about it on the radio. What do they got to do?
Absolutely. Heard about it on the radio. Next time you're in or stop in, just stop by. And if you'd like to make a donation, we'd much appreciate that. We'll give you this nice little magnet, and then we'll match those funds and, again, give that to the Relay for Life coming up.
And if you happen to see Dr. Tim or Dr. Zach this week, have them sign an autograph, too, because they're radio famous this week.
Yeah, so. Right.
Let's talk a little bit, guys, about how dentistry has changed, just because, you know, it seems like from 3 years to 5 years, things are always evolving, and it's in the patient's favor, it seems like, when it comes to pain and really helping kind of mitigate a lot of that fear that people, you know, have and hold on to and keeps them away from you guys, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think dentistry has done a great job over the years, especially if you talk to some of the generation that maybe went to the dentist, you know, 50 years ago, and they like to share stories with us of, you know, some of them maybe are horror stories.
But it was a diesel-powered drill.
Right. So, you know, looking back, it has changed a lot, and like you said, in favor of the patient, it's much more comfortable. I'd say most of the procedures probably can get done quicker and maybe not as scary or uncomfortable for people as it used to be.
Dr. Zach, what about you? I mean, you're kind of the young gun in this OK Corral. How many changes have you seen in the bit of time you've been doing it?
Well, I appreciate the compliment there, Justin, but since I've been out practicing here, and it's hard to believe I've been with Dental Associates 8 years now.
You started when you were 12, huh?
Yeah, I wish. But the technology changes from even when I was in dental school to 3 years ago to last year. I mean, and that's one thing we pride ourselves at Dental Associates is the technology that we offer to our patients. Quite frankly, we try to stay at the cutting edge as much as we can here. I mean, one thing we're proud of, we have a cone beam CT or a 3D x-ray, what we'll tell our patients, that we can look at our patients in three dimensions from about the fourth vertebrae in your neck to right below your eyes. That is great for Tim and I, not only diagnostically, but when we are doing things like orthodontics, oral surgery, implant placement. It's really important for us. And we also have digital scanners, which has really made it's kind of amazing how you can work with the labs and how much more comfortable that is for the patients instead of getting those goopy impressions like the old days.
Hold steady for 5 minutes, but, you know?
And we're constantly updating the equipment in our office. Within the last year, Tim and I have made it a little easier for ourselves and the patients to work by updating a lot of that equipment. So that's one thing at Dental Associates we're really proud of, and we want our patients to know that when you come to Dental Associates, you are getting the best care, you know, even in small town Manchester.
I was just going to say, you don't have to be traveling over to Dubuque or Cedar Rapids or Waterloo. You can do it right here at home, which has got to be a big relief because, you know, A, the way gas prices are, but B, trying to schedule that long travel time in between too.
Yeah, we try to do most of it right here. Obviously, there's times where we just really have to rely on a specialist, but for the most part, if we can treat patients here, keep them in town, keep them local, you know, keep them comfortable because they know us, that's a big part of it too. So that's a great thing that we enjoy providing.
So we're encouraging you to go see the dentist, not only for your regular checkup, but, you know, let's talk again, remind Dr. Tim about the oral cancer screening. How can they get a part of it, and then how they can help out too?
Yeah, the oral cancer screenings, those are things that are just part of our what we call routine exams, or if somebody's in for the first time, or if somebody just says, hey, I woke up this morning and I saw a spot in my mouth when I'm brushing my teeth, can you check it out? Absolutely, come in and we'll check it out. And then, yeah, while they're here, they can see our little magnets that we're donating or giving out. And if they want to make a free will donation for that, we'd be more than happy to match that and donate that back to Relay for Life.
Awesome. Well, Dr. Tim and Dr. Zach, Novocaine should wear off about a couple hours from now after the interview. Good to see you guys. Nice to meet you, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Justin. Appreciate it.
We'll put this on our website.
Justin.
You betcha at kmch.com. Stick around. More Guest of the Day after a quick pause on Mix 94.7.